Hey, everybody, this is First Warren Storm Team Chief Meteorologist Brad Penevich. It's the last day of July, July 31st, 2017. What a gorgeous start to the day we had. We dropped to 59 degrees this morning, some areas in the mid-50s. Now, this is the coolest morning low we have had in Charlotte since way back at the end of June. You have to go back to June 28th when we dropped to 56 degrees. It's still going to be beautiful today. Mostly sunny skies, temperatures climbing only into the mid-80s, light north and northeasterly breezes, and still almost no humidity. So we get another gorgeous day, and that'll lead to more better weather, I think, for your Tuesday and Wednesday, though things are going to warm up a little bit and get just a tad more humid, but not right back to summer yet. Oh, and by the way, remember that little low I was talking about in the Gulf of Mexico yesterday? We've got Tropical Storm Emily near Tampa Bay this morning. Not a huge system, but it is a tiny little swirl. It is producing a lot of heavy rain for Florida. It's going to stay well off the coast of the East Coast once it moves over Florida. Not a big issue for us, but if you're heading to the beaches, the rip currents have been bad all summer. I expect they'll be pretty moderate to high rip currents most of this week into the weekend as that stalled front and Tropical Storm Emily, which will probably be a depression at some point, move offshore. I'll have coverage on both of these as we look ahead to the month of August, which starts tomorrow. Hard to believe it's already here. Coming up today at 4, 5, and 6 on NBC Charlotte. I'll see you then.